this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
Welcome to the recap!
We've got no energy left, people.
Fuck this week.
It's the worst week in movie history. I swear. Like, damn, who did we piss off? Like, seriously?
Damn, dude, seriously. Cody, who do you owe money to? I know, man. Like, shit. I thought I had a good track record with people, but apparently not. God damn.
You know, we must have really pissed off God because he made Cody sick. Matter of fact, he got both of us sick since past Sunday, actually. Right. And then he slapped on our superhero news for us.
Yeah.
Fucked Wayne over with Ghostbusters. His dream came true.
Oh, I got rapes. Yep. Cody got the Fantastic Four movie he's been waiting to see for years.
Jesus fuck.
You got your dream Green Lantern casting.
Hey. That's my dream, alright. Only thing that can make this week better is if Jaden Smith actually gets cast as Robin for Teen Titans.
Don't fucking say that shit, please. We make shit happen, okay?
Yeah. Oh,
God damn.
That's, why can't we make shit happen then?
You know what the sad part is? When Gotham is the highlight of the day.
God, you're actually kind of right. Right. Oh my God, he's right.
Gotham is the tamest news of the day.
You know what, Cody? I think I apologize for your whole DC plan. You're right, because they're trying to make Gotham stand out better by making everything else shit. There
you go. So that's the plan? To make these Negroes like Gotham, we can make things worse for them.
It's just time to go, you know what, Gotham's not too bad.
It's actually bearable.
Yeah, not people, but like Wayne said, this is Gotham. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And I don't want to be here, but I'm Wayne. I'm still
Yeah, CJ's black ass said he's at work, which I think the nigga's lying, but that's just me.
He's too busy hosting
me. Is he still officially part of this goddamn recap? Let's be honest.
I don't know. I love when we did the promo show, that motherfucker was giving us a whole description of God. We was like, I had to tell CJ, we done recording. We don't need to hear about it no more. It's done. You know what it was? Cody embarrassed him, so that's why.
Yeah, because he's too busy on the movie podcast spoilers award.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, moviespoilers.com.
That's it, yeah.
Cynthia, I love your comment, too, how you put that in quotes. Yeah, it's like, it's so lovely how you put it in moviepodcast.com. Right? It's like, yeah. I don't think he's showing up this week because Cody kind of embarrassed him in the darkness this week. So.
By
embarrassing him by pointing out the shit that he did. So
right. Thank you.
Get clear or whatever and shit. The motherfucker out the whole week, man. I'm going to make y'all proud, man. We going to just like, okay, what? Like he said that as if he was trying to prove something to us, though.
I know, right? I'll make it up to y'all. All this shit I put y'all through this past year, make it up here. Nope.
And shit. Hey, I don't know who wrote that comment too, whatever, but it's a show on the site that does a top five and that nigga got them all wrong. Like, damn. God damn. Cody, man, there's a box office on the site. How are you going to say you traveling to another state to promote something when you ain't even looked at the site?
Hey, you know shit. What? CJ's always full of comedy gold, man. He's always good for comedy gold.
Oh, man. Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment.
However, but you know what? I'm glad he's taking care of his child now, so.
So we hope.
Yeah, Cody, how about a synopsis of it? If there is a synopsis.
Right. Yeah, this is a boring ass episode. For me, but I'll try to summarize the shit. Let's see. So it starts off with Fish Mooney being tortured in a derelict location for one of Falcone's servants.
It's a fucking...
Yeah. There you go. All right. Got to be cow, folks. Thanks for listening.
Good night, people. it was funny because as this show opened up, I said, my God, she is the worst actor in this whole... And then it went on longer, and I was like, yep, Jim Gordon is the worst. I kept going back and forth on who was worse. And this show is just like, yep. Gordon is horrible, dude.
Man, the I was about to take reactions.
Are you supposed to take this dude serious?
Dude, there's so much fucking ham in this episode, man. I'm about to make me a fucking sandwich, dude. I swear.
Sorry, Cody. Continue, please.
So we roll off to Bullock introducing Gordon to Arnold Flass. I didn't realize he's doing Flass. He was telling the episode last week. So, yeah, there's your Flass. That's him.
From Punisher right there. Warzone.
That's right.
It's all full circles. It's part of DC's plan to take out Marvel.
There you go. Right there. So yeah, so those three they meet up with a janitor named Leon Winkler, who's black, of course.
Hey, I didn't say it.
I was saying it before you did. Why? I was out the way.
I was waiting for Wayne to say in the background. Of course,
naturally.
Hey, he could be the next Green Lantern.
Hey, that was CJ.
That was CJ.
That nigga looks suspicious as hell. Oh yeah, yeah. He's scared of them cops. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll come down, y'all. Yeah, yeah. His wife is like 20 years older than what he was and shit.
I was going to say, you fucking how old is she?
I thought it was his mom. I was like, what the fuck?
His wife looked like Cicely Tyson.
Oh, shit. So this janitor, he was a witness to public homicide. So when he's at the police station being interrogated or questioned, visited by a mysterious person who shakes him in the back. Ooh, frightening. So they try to solve that case, and then it moves on to more Edward Nimmer bullshit.
Murders going on, by the way.
I don't know. That's a good question. So I guess. So.
Why was these murders going on, by the way? Did anybody catch that?
I kind of wasn't paying attention to the episode at all, anyway.
I guess the murderer didn't want to reveal who the true source was, or if he saw what actually happened, saw her face. I don't fucking know.
I was thinking like the first guy that they meet that was killed. Like, why was he killed? Like why was that cop killing other people? I'm not a lot. I'm with you, Wayne. I really wasn't paying attention, but then I was just like thinking. I was like. Did they really explain why that guy was killing these people?
No, the one thing I did notice is how lazy Gordon is. You know that guy, he's been killed and he's been like hung up on like that fucking conveyor belt thing. Gordon is so lazy to reach to his shoe, he actually pushes a button to raise him up a bit higher.
Forgot about that.
Fuck, how lazy are you, Gordon? Just to reach into his shoe, you have to push a button just to raise him up.
Why didn't he show Bullock or his lieutenant that the shit in his shoe though? I was like, why did he wait till the last minute? Like they could have easily told Gordon. He was like, wait, you just now showing us this? Like you've been holding out evidence against us? Like Gordon? Like what was pissing me off about him in this show was just like it's like nigga, you just got reinstated back and you are already pissing people off again. It's like you really are annoying or whatever. Like you just treading lightly like motherfucker. Like. Looking for trouble.
But they're all annoying in this show. Their chief or whatever her name is, their boss, she's always like, oh, I've always got your back. It's like, no, you fucking don't. You never got anyone's back.
But Gordon delivers it in such a way that's not fucking believable. Like his facial expressions, first of all, and the way his body moving and shit, it's like, he makes you feel fucking uncomfortable or whatever. And you're just like looking at him like, so, personally, I want to jump through the show and say, listen, dipshit, just fucking sit your ass down and stop worrying about shit. You over here trying to do the right thing for everything or whatever and shit like that. Why don't you focus on one goddamn thing that you set out to be, which was the Wayne murder? How about that?
Oh, that shit's forgotten about.
Yeah, you know he's fucking forgot about that shit. Come on now. Bruce Wayne trying to solve his own goddamn case right now. And you know what, Alfred? You're right. I don't need her. I'll just go back to the drawing board and continue where I left off. It's like, where the fuck did you leave off at? You never had any clues in the first place.
Thank you.
You got a bunch of fucking drawings on a board. That's it.
Yeah, well, he's done his Batman origins. He's got to get prepared.
Yep.
See Skype's being a bitch tonight too.
Yeah, right? Fucking Skype. This is God again, I'm telling you.
God damn. Yeah. Anyway, continue on. so yeah, we get to Edward Nimmer. He's analyzing the weapon used, and he finds out it's an ice pick with the particular handle at the bottom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was analyzing his Chinese food.
I'm going to get to that.
Jeez.
Sigourney, he suspects that a cop is behind this, and he tells this to Sarah S., and she tells him not to take action just yet without her say-so. So then move on to Bruce Wayne and Alfred, man. They're back. Miss them so much.
Oh, yeah. When
they're on screen, Barbara Gordon's off screen.
Yep.
Notice that? You can't have both on the same show. Either Barbara's going to be on a show or Bruce is. One or the other.
I think I'll actually rather have these two.
Shit. Jesus.
Yeah, but also off chance, some bullshit encounter, they fucking find Ivy Pepper just waltzing down the street by her lonesome in the rain.
What a coincidence.
Yes. And she has Pepper, what the fuck? She has a message to send to Selena Kyle, so Bruce and Alfred follow her. So then they move on to Butch in the back of a van. He got caught along with Fish last week, and somehow
he just was taking three shit here. God,
man, what the fuck was that? How the fuck are you free? His big ass, what the fuck?
First of all, people, let me set this up. They had a scene where you see them drive up to his warehouse, and Butch is tied up in the back, and the very fucking next scene, they open that door, he ain't back. And I was just like, how the fuck did he get out of that in 5 seconds? Hey, literally, me and Wayne saw Taking Three. They did some Taking Three shit where he was caught in that car, and then next thing he's just walking. It's like, wait a minute, how do you get out of that?
Yes, well, there was no possible way he could have got out, because I thought, oh, maybe he's got through the front. He's killed. No, he didn't get through the front. So apparently that guy can fucking teleport. He's Nightcrawler or some shit.
That truck didn't have like an entrance to the front and the back. Where it's just easily you open the back part and there's two doors or whatever and shit. But for him to get out in that time span and kill that guy that quick, I was like, that's fucking impossible. Yeah, you're right. He's Nightcrawler. He can teleport and shit. Oh, wouldn't that be funny if he was Flash?
Oh, fucking piss off.
Wow. That'd be amazing, actually.
No, you know what? He's not Flash. He's Deathstroke.
Oh, jeez. Don't give him ideas, all right?
Butch is Deathstroke. There you go.
Butch is Deathstroke. My God.
Butch is Deathstroke. Butch Mooney hired Deathstroke to be his bodyguard. There you go.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
He's the best assassin ever.
Yeah, so after that shit goes down, he finds where Fish Moody's being held at, and while she's being quote unquote tortured by this dude, and he's just wasting his fucking time trying to figure out what to torture her with.
Yeah, was that Hugo? Like, was that, with it. Was that a young Hugo Strange, by the way?
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I watched this on my iPad, and I screenshot that picture of him. I was about to send that to y'all. Oh my god.
They're trying to push him into this, I'm telling you.
Fucking Hugo Strange obsession, man. Fuck.
You had the gloves, you had the beard. It's like, oh, here it is.
He started talking too. He was just like, the way I was like, damn, dude, they're like really trying to push a Hugo Strange in this show.
Shit. If that was him, I'm glad they killed his ass off immediately.
Oh, man. And this is where you really find out that Jada Pinkett Smith character, her acting was horrible. Her movement and shit. Did you guys notice, by the way, just that nice editing by Gotham, when she spit on him? When they shot back to Fish Mooney, they shot back to Fish Mooney, and then they went back to him. It was his shirt was dry. I was just like, well, damn.
I like the fact that she can spit a bucket of water out of her mouth, because that's a fucking lot of spit.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw his shirt at first too when she spit on him. It was like it had like a little stain on it, and you see the water. But then the very next scene, wherever that shit was dry as fuck, I was like, damn, they have him change clothes. That really was water then and shit. That whole scene, it was fucking horrible. The way she was just like twitching and shit like that and moving and just talking. I was like, somebody gag that bitch and shut her the fuck up, please.
You're not my friend.
You are only my friends can call me bitch. I was like, ugh.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Catwoman acting level. Coming back.
You know the fucked up thing too is her acting toned down towards the end of the show. So I was like, so why does she do that shit?
Because she's a Smith, okay? That's all you need to know.
I don't know. Her is the fucking direction, man. I just don't know. I don't know.
Like, is that the director's way of saying do that to make you look intimidating or crazy or something like that? Because she has moments in here, I want to say like three moments in here where she's not doing any of that shit. She's just talking like a normal. I'm just like, why can't she do that throughout the whole fucking show?
I do not know. It's beyond me.
It's a good point, though.
Scared of your old black ass. We more scared of your child than we are you.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
Shit.
Beware the Jaden.
and Willow, a.k.a. Batgirl.
Jesus Christ. Anyway. So, yeah, Butch manages to free Fish Mooney after they beat that torturer's ass. And so we move on to another bullshit sequence where Flash is mocking Edward Nimba because he gave some fucking heartfelt letter to that Kringle girl. I think that's what her name is.
Yeah, Kringle. Miss Kringle.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, this bullshit romance. I'm like, oh, God damn it.
It's so awkward and weird or whatever and shit. And it's just like, I'm not feeling any of this shit. Oh, but there's another romance in here, too, though, we'll get into.
Oh, yeah, we're getting into that right now. Yeah.
Okay, good, because that shit was unbelievable.
Because, handsome Jim Gordon comes by to the Fish Mooney Club, which I guess is officially supposed to become the Iceberg Lounge. Is that what they're going at?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That wasn't the relationship I was talking about, but I know which one you're talking about right now. There's multiple ones in this one.
Okay, I don't know which one you're talking about. Okay, we'll get into
that. We'll get into it. I'll let you continue. We'll get into
you're talking about that ending romance, by the chance, are you?
Yes, I am. Where the fuck did that come from?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. So anyway, yeah, so Gordon, he comes to the club. they spent too much time in that goddamn club. His fucking mother just acting a goddamn fool, prancing around and shit. And I'm like, ugh.
Did you remind you of a pedophile? Because I was getting hurt, so I was just like, ugh. Like, why am I getting creeped out right now? Like, what?
I was expecting her to make out with her son in any second. I'm like, Jesus Christ, yeah. You guys are too close. And then she starts hitting up Gordon. I'm like, ugh.
I love how that love scene with Gordon didn't even come back in this episode.
I know, right? He dropped that shit like a bad.
The consistency in this show, man. I tell you, man. I bet it'll come back next week, though. It's just like, where the fuck was she at last week? I mean, it ended the show with her at Gotham PD. This show picks up almost at Gotham PD. So I don't see where the fuck she would go in that time span. But I digress.
Yes. So yeah, Gordon asked Cobblepot about any info on Flash. And Gordon wants to get the info on Flash without hurting anybody, and Pingle lets him know, and then so Gordon leaves, and then we see this dumbass sequence with Penguin getting drunk at the club by himself.
Fucking weird. Fuck it. It's a fucking music. Oh, fuck, I forgot about that scene.
Listening to music and shit.
I was like, that's when they cranked that music up, too.
Right?
Man, this week has some horrible music choices by you, too. Like, every week does, but this one, man.
There was one in particular toward the end. I'll get it, dude.
But this one where he's getting drunk, man, that shit was horrible. I was just like, what is the point of this scene?
Fucking pointless. And then you come to find out Fish Mooney and Butch back on the street. Somebody's waltzing on in back to the club. Unnoticed. So I guess Penguin had no fucking security whatsoever. Everybody just left.
Yeah, I love it. He works for, he's got head honcho with Falcone.
Yep.
He's working with Maroney, one of Maroney's top dogs. But yet, he doesn't have any guards or anything like that. I don't get that at all.
Yep. Bullshit.
Like, they just let this dude go on about and run the street, especially after the last episodes where we've seen Maroney almost have distrust in him for what he's been doing, but yet nobody's watching him. And I'm just like, I don't get this at all. They just letting this man do whatever the fuck he want to right now.
Right. Jesus. Yeah, so... we come back from the commercial break, and I don't know why, for some reason, Fish Mooney, she was talking all that shit in the beginning. I'm going to slit Penguin's throat when I find him. And yet here she's just fucking talking to him. It's him on the shoulder with a bat. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, I'm about to say, why'd she bring a baseball bat?
Yeah.
She said, I'm not leaving Gotham until he's dead, and she brings a baseball bat.
Fucking baseball bat. And of course, she's stalling. And who shows up? Zaz and his band of BDSM chicks. I'm like, oh.
His transvestite strippers, yes.
Who were the worst fucking shots in the fucking history of Gotham.
Goddamn stormtroopers.
Exactly.
That pissed me off.
Jesus Right.
I love when Butch killed one of them, and she just, the way she died, too, I was like, wow, that was so fake. Her body just, that was like some Night of the Living Dead shit when that little girl died and that black man caught her.
Oh, yeah. Just like ragdoll death. Just instant death when shot.
When he shot her, she just like fell to the ground slowly, and Zaz with his googly Michael Shannon eyes and shit just watched her fall slow. I was just like, wow, why is everything in this show just getting weirder now? It's like, that just looked weird. I was like, they're like, the problem with Gotham is it lingers on the shit that's bad.
Yeah, that's what they love to do, man. That's their forte.
I don't get that.
Because then we have nothing bad to talk about. We have to talk about the bad shit.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of bad shit, let's get into that romance you were talking about. Oh, yeah. Bruce gets
Where the fuck did that come from in the past 12 episodes? Like, I know they opened it up with that in this episode by saying, like, oh, I know you got a thing for Fish Mooney. It's like, I don't have a thing. It's like, when did he ever have a thing for Fish Mooney? And then when you see this episode, you're just like, so they lovers now? What the fuck? Yeah,
I don't get that shit at all.
Back-to-back week, Gotham has ended it with a little kiss scene, Gordon and his chick first. This week, Bullock and Fish. Now I'm just like, wow, man. Talk about crowbar-ass love interests in this show. I swear.
Fucking Bullock and Fish, Gordon. Oh,
this show ended with the best ending I've ever fucking seen. This dude is on his knees begging to Gordon, and Gordon is looking as if he needs to take a piss or something. He's just,
what was up with that, man? He was looking so scared and stressed out, and the dude was just talking like some basic shit, basically. And Gordon's like,
breathing hard, his eyes. I was like, dude.
Because he's getting excited. He's got someone on his knees in front of him. He's getting excited.
He's the worst. Like, I was just waiting for Barbara to come out saying, oh, so this is what you've been doing with your free time, huh? Just, you know, getting blown up by this dude. But this dude is horrible, man. He's a horrible actor in this show. Like, he's literally the worst because I saw moments of that throughout this show with him, but that last scene with him, I was like, he amped it up times 20 in that scene. And that shit was... It was embarrassing, like, and that scene went on for like 2 minutes, and he's just staring at Gordon as he just takes this guy further into the alley, shaking his head, looking around or whatever. He looked as if Batman was coming for his ass or something.
Right. I don't know what the fuck that was like. Oh, don't forget about his epic scene before that, his rousing speech when he put the law on Flash.
That speech was horrible. That speech was... I love every time he gives a speech in GCPD, nobody ever does nothing but his goddamn lieutenant. She always comes in and just go like, you're under... It's just like, I don't think anybody is on your side, Gordon. I don't think... Like he keeps trying to give these speeches, but doesn't he realize that we in the... what is that, 12th episode by now? Nobody has jumped on your side yet so far, so why do you keep pursuing to push this?
Oh, man, I love it. And I love it when they finally put the cuffs on fucking Flash. They played that triumphant Gotham horn. You guys catch that?
Oh, yeah. I love that horn.
I was like, yes. I actually clapped right there.
And did you see that look on Gordon's face when he turned around? He looked fucking confused. I was like, damn, this dude don't know where. Like, I literally think that he's acting in front of a green screen and nothing else is there.
That's actually a good point.
Did George Lucas come in and direct this? That's the only way I can see these people aren't human beings. They're just animatronics and shit. Like,
well, he thinks he's working on a science fiction movie or something.
Yeah, exactly. I think Gordon. I really think those other cops in there wasn't really people. I think they were like objects that they just made look like people through animation and then turned to live action or whatever. And Gordon just doesn't know how to react to them because the look on his face, man, on his face in these movies. That dude looks baffled and confused most of the time. Like, no fucking going on.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that about wraps it up. Whoa, I forgot about the epic Bruce and Selina sequence.
Oh, you can forget about that.
Oh, no, we got to talk about this.
We've been calling that shit since day one. That bitch don't know a damn thing, Reverend. She finally fucking came out and said, I don't know anything, whatever, because this bitch got all sentimental just because he said, stay here if you want and shit like that. What's wrong with my living places, huh, kid? Huh, kid? Whatever. I thought we were friends or whatever. It's like, okay, Jesus Christ. All these relationships they trying to set up and shit in here.
God damn, dude. This turned to fucking Gilmore Girls, I swear.
This is friends.
Well, that's the point. It's sad when you come off Mask of the Phantasm romance to this shit. And you're like,
oh my god, tell me about it.
Yeah, this show, this episode alone had four of them in it. So.
Yeah, and all four of them were fucking wrong. Oh, if you count the penguin's mother as well, there you go.
Yeah, the mother and the bodyguard. Yeah. Yeah. I love it that this cop is, that they were hunting that. Like, seriously, did anybody know the fucking, what was the point of that whole storyline with the cop and murdering all that? Because I really got lost in that storyline. I was just like, why did you just didn't keep this on Fish Mooney storyline? Why, like, seriously?
I don't know, because they just had to cram in another character from the comic books. Like, oh, there's Flash. He's corrupt. So, yeah, he killed him. There you go.
And the only reason why they did that is because, oh, yeah, this is a show about Gordon. We got to give him something to do.
Yeah. Jesus.
Even though we know that this storyline is revolving around Falcone, the mob boss, and Mooney, whatever, Gordon's not involved with that. So we just got to give him something on the side to do to make it look interesting and shit like that. Because the main story of this, which was the Fish Mooney shit, but yet she had about three fucking scenes in that whole segment or whatever. This easily could have been a show without Gordon. I'm telling you, right? It probably could have been a better show, to be honest, without Gordon, to be honest, because maybe we would have got some gunfire, some mob boss action going on or whatever, but no. Yep. We had to bring in all the ridiculous. Gordon is a horrible fucking actor. Like, that dude.
I didn't hear. He's playing Hell Jordan next. He's going to be the new Green Lantern.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? I can only imagine when that nigga gets a ring how confused he'll look. Shit. He'll look more confused than Ryan Reynolds did. I see him now asking Penguin what to do with that ring.
Especially if he had to wear a full CG costume. Just like you say, if he's acting on a green screen now, how fuck would he be with a whole CG outfit on?
Why the fuck was he so worried when he was talking to Penguin about this guy? You're a detective. Your job is to get leads and do shit. He's making it seem like what he was doing was the biggest crime ever he's ever done.
Yep. You're trying to find logic in Gotham. It don't work. Okay, there is no logic in this show.
Apparently, man. Apparently, one main criticism of this episode, it was just fucking boring.
It was. Yeah. It's just a dull fucking. Even the bad shit wasn't that bad. It was funny. Like, yeah, okay, Penguin and his fucking nightclub and the music. My god, that was just horrendous. And his mom.
I think that the acting was definitely the worst thing in this episode.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I wouldn't argue with that at all.
You would think, though, this episode alone had four storylines going on in it, and not one of them was interesting, though.
Yeah.
The Riddler and
Edward Nigma's going to fucking Papyrus, giving out Hallmark cards and shit.
Yeah, but getting his Chinese food, that was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, when he was digging. Nigga, just order it without onions, you stupid.
Thank you! God damn! You're supposed to be a smart-ass forensic scientist, and he orders the shit without. Oh, my God.
I'm picking the onions out, whatever, and shit. He's like, you know, Miss Kringle. No, don't say another word. I'm just going to go now. I'm just like, well, damn, shit. What is the point of this? And then he said some snarky-ass shit at the end. I was just like, oh, my God.
What, still hope or something? Still a chance? Yeah.
There's still hope.
Yeah. I was waiting for Superman to come out and look at this. <college. laughs> I was just waiting for him to be at the end of that table and saying, I taught you well.
Oh, man.
I don't know what it is about DC and that word hope now. It's just Man of Steel. All they fucking properties have said that. It's like hope. Jesus Christ. It's almost like they're telling the audience, hey, hope that there's still life in this shit. Oh, man. I don't know. Man, this show, it was frustrating. It was just frustrating. I was like, man, I think this second half is more frustrating than the first half of coming back. Because I was like, man, y'all got all this fucking potential that y'all just like light and waste go down the drain or whatever. You don't pick up where the last episode left off. You leave that shit on cliffhangers and then you bring it back up. And you're just like, you'll bring it back up like five episodes later. And you're going like, they had one fucking scene together. Why is that a big deal now?
Yeah. Yep. What can you say? It's Gotham.
Yeah, it's Gotham.
Wayne treats this show like it's CJ now. Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to think there's going to be any hope of the show, you got to be kidding yourself by now. It's long gone.
Man, I'm just amazed by the fact that we have gotten through 13 episodes of this shit, man.
How the fuck have we done that?
13 fucking episodes. 13 hours of bullshit.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for next week. Next week, though, I'm going to be on a high.
I'm amazed that people still like it.
You know what? Next week's show is called, by the way.
Yep.
The fearsome Dr. Crane. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
He's a doctor? He's like 12!
What did you just say?
I think it's based on his father for some odd fucking reason.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
We get the first look at Jonathan Crane. I can't wait.
I don't want to watch that.
Nobody gives a fuck about Dr. Crane's parents, man. Oh, Jesus.
Can't wait. You know, one of them, we have 3 episodes left. Thank fuck
this
for
is,
that.
This is like some Sony shit talking about Aunt May movie or something like that. It's like, don't nobody give a fuck about Dr. Crane, Jonathan Crane's parent. We don't give a fuck about none of these characters and shit when they were children. We don't care about none of this shit. I don't care about fucking Poison Ivy hustling Alfred for $20. I don't give a fuck about Catwoman fucking living on the streets or nothing like that. I don't give a shit about little Bruce Wayne trying to overcome crying like a little bitch over getting played by Selena Kyle. I don't care about none of this shit. None of this fucking shit. Like, what? This is how he becomes Batman? By crying like a little bitch because, oh, Selena was my friend because we spent an episode together. What?
You know we were talking about the People's Choice Awards and Melissa McCarthy winning. Did you read that this shit got nominated for 3 awards?
Yes, I read this shit. People like this show.
It got nominated for favorite TV drama. Oh, wait to hear this. Favorite actor in a TV series and favorite actress for Jaden Pickett Smith.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank God they were just nominated and they didn't win.
I'm just gonna say this, people. You're not helping DC by encouraging their shit. You're not helping them at all grow as a company by encouraging their bullshit. You're not helping them at all.
Don't worry. Tyrese will say it. He's around the corner. He's going to help.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's going to bring some of that Fast and Furious money over to DC. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
some of that Transformers money as well, whatever. You know, waste sweat, precious blood, sweat, and Green Lantern.
You just said then, look. Fast and the Furious and Transformers. That guy's a money-making machine.
Yeah, apparently, or whatever. Do you know that people actually don't know if this is a bad show until they actually listen to us talk about it?
Oh, that's sad.
That's fucking sad.
I talked to about 3 people that said that they were enjoying this show, and then they listened to us and said, I never really realized all that stuff, but you guys were right, or whatever.
Fucking shit, we were right.
So... That makes me are people blinded by just that DC brand, or like, well, what is it about they shit that people are overlooking of their bad stuff that is like, you know, I never really realized it until you bring it up, you know? Because this shit is blatant in your face.
Right. It's not only that. I don't know if it's because it has something to do with just because we're so familiar with the Batman mythos itself. Like, we know what fucking goes down. So I don't know if that has something to do with it or what.
I was about to say, is this because everybody loves Batman? Is this the Batman thing, or what is it? Because Gotham, out of anything I've ever watched, is the most blatant thing of worst things thrown in your face I've ever seen. It's just like literally, there's no subtlety. It lingers on the worst shit of the show more than anything. And yet, I've talked to almost 3 people in 2 days or whatever that told me they didn't realize any of this until they listened to us talk about it. I'm just like, how can you miss any of this? Like, seriously. What do you guys think that is?
Beyond me.
People are morons, all right? That's why.
Well, you know someone's out there saying, y'all just nitpicking. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, well, we are nitpicking. We are nitpicking, but you know what? It's because we fucking care about the product and the fucking franchise. And we are going to nitpick at people like shit that we care about. If they fuck it up.
Just like those motherfuckers offended that Fantastic Four trailer. My God, but that's a story for another day. Shit.
I'm sorry, Wayne. I don't think this is nitpicking. I think this show.
Oh yeah, no. This is not nitpicking with this because this shit just stands out.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I don't think this is nitpicking at all. I don't think Cody. Do you think it's nitpicking? I don't think it's nitpicking at all because, by the way, every complaint we always bring up is part of the fucking storyline here that's going on, whatever. And this storyline is fucking horrible. It's wasteless. Yeah. List goes absolutely nowhere. What the characters do itself makes them unlikable and unrealistic. The things that they are put in situations that they're in, they don't even care about it no more. all the characters itself, they're just crowbarring, just like, hey, you like this DC character from Batman, right? You like this one? Hey, we got to keep Ivy. And it's just like, don't, who the fuck gives a fuck about Poison Ivy? Ain't nobody give a fuck about Poison Ivy since Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, only in the Arkham games, probably, but that'd be about it.
I don't even think they give a fuck about her in the Martin games either, because she ain't never run any villains.
But she was cool. At least interesting.
Yeah, she had a cool boss fight. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
So I'm reading up all this shit for Tyrese Gibson. My God, he's really fucking pushing for that Green Lantern shit.
Man, that's what I was telling P1 earlier. That dude is...
Holy shit, is he pushing for.
He's borderline psychotic with that shit, man.
And you know what? Tyrese is Hugo Strange, as he's borderline pushing psychotic.
Now. All right, but fuck you. All right, let's wrap this shit up. Goddamn.
Tyrese Gibson is the Joker.
Hey, don't go that far, okay?
Tyrese Gibson as a Ghostbuster. Ernie Hudson's replacement. There you go.
Yeah, you know, I'd be all for that over fucking the cast later's name, so.
I don't know about that, Wayne. I don't know about that.
Hey, at least I can laugh at Tyrese Gibson compared to Moose and McCarthy. I don't know
about that. That nigga has some of the worst lines in Transformers. Like, literally, seriously, he had the worst fucking line. We sweat precious blood, sweat metal with these robots. What?
Hey, it's funny. It's funny.
Hey, funny.
No fucking sense.
I wish y'all could have been in that theater with me when he said that. Like, when he's, my eyes got big. I was like, oh, don't even get me started on him in the third film. And that asshole killed my friends too, or whatever. Hey, let's go to Chicago now. We get there. Oh, hell no. We can't go in there. It's like, nigga, why you bring your black ass? That dude is the worst actor probably in Hollywood. Right? He's in the top five. He's up there with that nigga from Legend of Hercules.
Damn.
Don't worry. He's going to make a great Green Lantern. He'll make a great Green Lantern.
Shut the hell up, man.
I'm with you, Tyrese. I think you can do it, man.
Jesus. Oh, my
God. Hey, they've already fucked it up enough. Just keep fucking it up. Let's just...
Man, they didn't fuck that first Green Lantern up that bad where it's got to go this bad. There's shit in that Green Lantern that could be fixed. In that original. It can be fixed. Cody, back me up here. That Green Lantern is fixable.
Yeah, it's fixable. I agree with you on that.
But they discarding it all completely and saying, yep, look, we're going to fix it with this nigga. Jesus Christ. Mark Strong, Sinestro. Perfect. Perfect.
I was just saying, there was no issues with that. That was actually perfect casting.
Oa! Perfect! Perfect! Earth! Wrong! Wrong!
Yeah, that about sums it up.
That costume costing $10 million. Wrong! You can go to goddamn Party City and get it for $100.
Don't worry, I'm sure look at the great acting he's... I'm just going through the shit he's already been in. He started off in Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Then Transformers, Death Race, Fast and the Furious. He's done some amazing films. He's ready for Green Lantern.
Black Nativity with Forest Whitaker's eye. Yeah.
What was he in that shit? Oh, he was too. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was there. I've seen all his movies. Come on. I've seen all his...
You poor bastard.
So no, anybody can make the biggest complaint about that nigga is definitely me. That nigga's horrible.
Oh, there you go. Forrest Whitaker is Sinestro. There you go. Perfect.
Jesus Christ. Will fix that fucking eye? Hopefully. I don't think Yellow Ring has that much power now. Oh, gents, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah,
Cody,
I agree.
Final thoughts, man.
Like I said, I didn't even fucking hate this episode. I just found it utterly forgettable and just boring as shit. Like, it didn't piss me off like so many of the other episodes have thus far. So, yeah, I'm just going to give it a low fuck it. This is about as positive I can be about Love the Gossip. Yeah, there you go.
He's like, it's not quite a fuck it. It's nowhere near hot either, but it's just right before the story, so it's a low fuck it.
Yeah, there you go. Low fuck it.
This show... You know what? This show has the most range, too, because, you know, it averages out from low, high, or regular fuck it. So, you know what? It has the most range out of that one rating. I'm with you guys, man. I thought I watched this too early because I thought I would have forgot shit because it was that forgettable. I was like, I watched it the day it aired, and I was like, damn, I should keep to just watching it the day we record because I'm about to say, I'm about to forget all of this shit because everything in it was just uninteresting as hell, boring. Once again, it's keeping that fucking continuous trend of just making up storylines that go absolutely fucking nowhere. They don't pick up from previous storylines. The characters in here are, Jim Gordon has gotten worse. Like, this dude is seriously getting worse every episode. Like, I was like, man, just staring at this dude. And it's a shame because they have this brother as the fucking lead. And it's almost as if they know he's not that great, so that's why they got so many goddamn things going on in the background. Zaz, that was a weird-looking nigga in this episode. I don't know what it was about his scenes and the transvestite strippers or whatever that he comes up with, but that shit looks like it belongs to some Sin City shit. And not in no Batman universe.
actually does, wow. Mooney?
Okay, bitch, you need to... I'm trying to think it's not her now at this point. It's got to be directional choices on her because one moment I've seen her act normal as shit when she's having subtlety scenes or something like that, but then opening up, she's all over the fucking place. And I don't know if someone's telling her you got to act as if you intimidate, and that's her intimidating look or whatever, but it is fucking horrible. Poison, why is this bitch even in the show anymore?
I don't know.
It's like, seriously, she's just randomly popping up now in the damn show. She is Oscar the Grouch of Gotham.
Oh, yes! Perfect.
Bitch is just literally just popping up out of nowhere now. Where the fuck did that bitch get a suitcase from, by the way, too?
I think she stole it from that apartment, remember? Oh, a few episodes back.
He's got to be the cleanest homeless kids I've ever fucking seen. He's like the goddamn Lost Boys from Peter Pan or something like that now. Batman, whatever fuck he, Bruce Wayne, his storyline, man. You know, the one positive thing I have to say about this is fucking Alfred. Once again, Alfred comes in and tells Bruce, I'm not giving that bitch 20. Okay, damn it. You know what? You lucky. You better hope my Kingsman movie don't do well because, you know, I ain't going to be your goddamn butler for too long.
I still love the bit with the snow cone thing. And he's like, it's all smashed. He's like, you just going to fucking cry over this, you pussy, or you going to clean this shit up?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. That's what I loved about this episode was that Alfred fucking just told him when he walked in, he was just like, what are you crying about? And he's just like, you just going to sit there crying, or you gonna want me to get a broom and we clean this shit up together or whatever? And he's just like, you're right, Alfred. I'll start from the beginning. And then, you know, Alfred whispering in his breath. And he, you know, he wanted to say, you ain't got shit from the beginning in the first place. What the fuck? I love it. His detective work in that one episode was, I'm just going to randomly ask people that worked with my parents, what were you doing there? What was going on? And this is like, nigga, okay, you know what? It gets just a mild fuck it for me. There you go.
Okay. Mild and low fuck it. I like the range you got going here, man.
Mild.
You know? Much variety.
Mild sauce, you know? It's not too
tough. It's easy on the tongue.
Yeah. Just that easy, baby. You know, it ain't easy being cheesy like Gotham. Oh, but you know what? I take that back. It's a high fuck it because after that last scene, I'm sorry. That shit got ridiculous. And then it cut to that title card.
You just pulled an Amazing Spider-Man. It's been a while.
Like, you got Gordon looking around, shaking his head, and saying, dun, 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 Gotham. I was like, what the fuck? That was horrible, Cody. I'm sorry. I can't.
I'll give it to you. It was.
Man, like, the shit went from boring and uninteresting to, okay, when she kissed Bullock, it just got ridiculous. And that last scene with Gordon, that was like, all right, it just got even more. Tone shifts, man. Tone shifts. Get it right, Gotham, please. That's all I asked for was your tone. Please. Wayne, final thoughts.
I have no thoughts on this because I just, this week has taken the life out of me. It really has. As I said, you get fucking... the worst black actor in Hollywood to be fucking Green Lantern. You get Ghostbusters 3 casted as a fucking joke. Then you get fucking a parrot and Corey talking shit about the crow. And then I've got to watch Gotham. I'm like, Gotham is actually the most exciting part of this week. And that's sad because this shit was just disinteresting and boring as all fuck. And that's the crime of this show, is that it's fucking boring. Anything else I can accept, you can make it shit, you can make it great. but boring is unfucking forgivable. And that's all this show was. Penguin, I want to fucking stab with the ice pick because I'm fucking over that character. You know what?
Yeah, thank you.
And the thing is, he's probably got the most interesting arc in this fucking show so far, and it's fucking still done boring. He's a Gordon, my God, yeah. You know what, replay. Tyrese, play Gordon, all right? Just switch the characters over. You play Gordon, all right? I'm all for that. Yeah, just,
no, that's all right, man. That's all right. I don't need to hear his demo tape from Django again. Him just screaming and shit like that, whatever. You know. I don't need to hear that shit, so no thank you. Oh, my God. I just saw a comment on Facebook saying that only Suicide Squad I care about is from Arrow. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, apparently they're an Arrow. Yeah.
God damn. Oh,
God, man. You know it's a sad day when people are
saw this shit.
When people are praising Arrow and Gotham, you know that this is the best DC's gonna do now. This is the best they're gonna do. Unless one of us get a job at DC or something like that anytime soon.
You know what? Maybe we'll switch. Maybe Bruce Timms will come podcasting and we'll take over his job.
Yeah, maybe let's chew you guys up right here. Take a look at that.
Oh, no, do I want to see this? Every time you post news, it's never good. Oh, what?
What the fuck is this? Action figure? Is that an action figure? God. Is that a toy? What is
that shit? Seriously.
Is that some stop motion shit? What is that? God damn, that looks horrible. Oh, God. The fucked up thing, people, I was just playing Injustice as Deathstroke right now to see this shit. Oh, wow.
Whose face is that, though?
It's Joe Manganiello, man.
Joe Manganiello.
Oh, my God, it is. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ.
Because, you know, the latest rumor that I heard was apparently they want to talk to Mr. Carl Urban himself.
See, I'll be down for that.
Damn, that I'm for. Get rid of this motherfucker. Yeah.
He should have been Batman.
I'm closing this fucker. How dare you send me that shit?
Carl Urban should have been Batman, you ask me, but...
Yep.
Yeah, for that too.
Especially if they would have never took the cape and cowl off. Oh, by all means. Carl Urban's your go-to guy. If you want to create a character who never takes off the mask or anything like that, Carl Urban's your guy to go to. Actually, you know what? Somebody sent me this. He'd make a badass Daredevil.
Actually,
I said, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing that. So thank you for that cheering up there. Too bad that ain't never gonna happen. So you
make him the Punisher. Make him the Punisher. There you go.
Hey, you know, fuck it. He can be the Punisher too. As long as he for the Punisher, all you gotta do is not give a fuck. So
that's just say.
Just not give a fuck. Jump on a chandelier and
just
you know,
like Gotham. Don't give a fuck. There you go.
Yeah, well, that's a different kind of give a fuck. You know it's bad when the last two Punisher movies was better than Gotham.
I still haven't seen the Punisher Warzone. I've heard you love it, but I haven't.
Oh, that was amazing.
That's the fucking greatest Marvel film ever, man.
It's fucking
no,
amazing.
That's the greatest Marvel or DC film. That's the best comic book film ever, man. That shit is gold.
Fuck off.
That shit is gold. I'm telling you, man. That shit opens up badass. We gotta do commentary of that movie one day. I swear.
Well, I'll hold off watching it until we do a commentary. Yeah, but
I'm gonna tell you right now, Wayne. That movie started Dread and the Raid. So,
no, don't even dare say that shit.
I'm not. Yeah, am I lying, Cody?
No, you're not lying. That's what kicked it off. That was the movie.
Dread ripped off Punisher Warzone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll believe you.
I'm not bullshitting you.
I'll believe you. No one saw that shit.
People saw it. Oh yeah, they did. I saw it.
You did.
I loved it. It's the greatest movie ever. Oh. Eat your hearts out, man. Eat your heart out, DC. You worried about Marvel and Fox? You gotta be worried about Marvel Knights. Punch Wars. Looney Bin Jim. You can't beat a character like that.
What? Looney Bin Jim.
Looney Bin Jim, yeah.
That guy just sounds fucking retarded.
And Jigsaw. Call me Jigsaw.
Raise your armies.
Okay, you guys aren't selling me on this show.
gotta watch that movie. Get that black dude from Punisher Wars on the Green Lantern there. Brightest day, blackest night. Frank Castle should not escape my sight.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, people. That has been another recap, Gotham edition. Unfortunately, I'm the phenomenal one.
And unfortunately, I'm Cody.
And I am not going to be the Green Lantern, but I am Wayne.
Anybody would fucking make a better Green Lantern. Everybody. Green Lantern now at this point.
Shit, we should get CJ as Green Lantern. Fuck it.
Oh, he'd lose the ring. Come on.
He'd sell that ring for pancakes or something like that. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen. He's gotten bigger, though. Anyway. I'd be CJ. That's all I gotta say. Oh, people, you know, the funny thing about CJ is he keeps telling me he hopes I burn down and my house and all that burns down, but every time I notice a darkness begins, Cody's house is always on fire or something like that.
You're a lava girl.
Fuck a smoke detector, man.
So I think CJ is damning you, Cody. If you might want to check that black motherfucker, but people, we'll be back next week for another edition of Gotham the Recap, unfortunately.
Yes, with Jonathan Crane. Can't wait.
Later, you beautiful bastards. Fuck. Oh, fuck. God. Just fuck everything, man. Fuck.
Fuck my life.
Yeah.
Fuck. However dark and scary the world might be right now, there will be light. There will be light. Bruce.